The governor says there's no word of deaths or serious injuries from the storms, but up to 9 inches of rain in southern Wisconsin has led to some homes being destroyed in Lake Delton, flooded basements in many counties, and sent about 250 people to temporary shelters. Local officials estimate damage is running well into the millions of dollars. Doyle says he's not sure he's ever called a state of emergency in 30 counties.
Sort of draw a line across the center of Wisconsin, and every county south of it we have declared an emergency. And this is a storm that moved right, you know, you can watch it, but from the Mississippi to Lake Michigan.
Doyle added Walworth County to the state of emergency list today after naming the other 29 late last night. Doyle says one person from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is already in Wisconsin, with a FEMA team expected later this week. Doyle says he thinks at least many of the counties will qualify for a federal disaster declaration.
We really don't think there's going to be any question. FEMA has, in recent years, turned these around very quickly. They did it last year, and we expect that they will turn it around this year, and I'm very confident we've met all the threshold.
About 100 members of the National Guard are helping local emergency government officials. As he spoke during a light rain near a flooded wetland in Oak Creek, Governor Doyle said more National Guard members could be activated.
We can't hold any more water in this state right now, and we get any more, and we could have to be calling many more out.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Oak Creek.